With Todd Oldham. Hello, Todd Oldham. Vice President of Economic and Workforce Development at Monroe Community College, a new position there to help with this, I guess you could call it jobs that are going unfilled.
Hey, Todd, tell us a little bit about your background and how you arrived here in upstate New York.
Sure. Well, my past position, I worked doing workforce development for a two-year school like MCC on the West Coast. I actually worked for Clark College in Vancouver, Washington State. I was there. Prior to that, I worked for a private university running information technology programs in Southern California. That's actually where I'm originally from. And then prior to that, I was in actually business development for about 5 years prior to getting into higher education.
So you were recruited here for this position?
That's correct. Yeah, it was a national search, and I competed in that and ultimately was appointed to the position.
That's wonderful. And you like you said you like the weather so far, right?
Got a little cooler.
Well, it's, you know, the Northwest, it's not a lot of sun. It's a very beautiful place to live, and enjoyed it very much while I was there. But so far, yeah, I mean, Rochester's a very nice place.
Yeah, so being new, how difficult is this going to get going? We talked about, when we talked a couple days ago, about the challenges of getting this program together. It's almost like there has to be a new PR campaign for manufacturing, right?
I think that's an accurate statement. You know, I think it's more in terms of the occupations, maybe, that are affiliated with the industry, and more focused on the occupations. And I think public awareness is a very big piece of it, because as we already kind of talked about, we're fighting something, or we're attempting to reverse a way of thinking that's extremely rooted, I think, in our society. And we also have systems of education that aren't entirely focused on promoting these occupations. So, but having said that, I mean, as far as the college goes, and I think this is true of other community colleges, this is something that's very much on our radar screens. It's very much on the radar screens clearly of industry. So, I think that's a very good thing in and of itself. But there's a lot of things we can do. I take a very much optimistic viewpoint of it. Certainly, the task is it's not going to be easy. But I believe we can make an impact. I think we've begun to make some impact, and we will continue to go down this road.
It's interesting, Todd, and the timing is boy, if there was ever a time to do it, it's now, right? We have a bunch of technical jobs that are going unfilled, and we're going to be highlighting a lot of that at the FAME event in November at MCC. And exactly the time that a lot of young people are under the burden of debt from educations that have not gotten them the job that they would have hoped to have had, and parents, and so there's a much higher degree of awareness, particularly in the high school level, I would think, about, you know, I've got to begin to make some choices, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I think one of the things you're seeing also is a much greater awareness. There's certainly a lot more publications, there appears to be, and reports and studies coming out just in the last year on this, with the McKinsey report being one of them.
Right.
About really a post-secondary education system and an education system in general that is perhaps producing workers that there may not be enough mix of jobs in the future for them. And so there's sort of almost like a structural unemployment aspect built into the system, perhaps, you could maybe say.
Yeah, anecdotally, I went into the Hallmark store here in Pittsburgh to buy a card the other day, and there was a young woman behind the counter who had recently graduated from Princeton and was unable to, you know, the liberal arts degree, and, you know, she'll end up finding a job at some point in time, but at this point in time, there wasn't anything available that, you know, matched up with her degree. And that's a pretty sad state of affairs in some respects.
It's just because the cost of education is so expensive. A four-year degree today is, you're paying off loans for a long time if you're not one of the lucky ones who, you know, had money put away or something. But, you know, to be able to pay off a four-year college loan by working at the card store, it's going to take a long time.
Absolutely. I think it's important for, we talk about, you know, a public awareness campaign where we talk about getting the word out. When you look at just here in New York State, I mean, there was a report that was done on middle skills jobs. I mean, 46% of the, and for those I guess I should qualify the term middle skill if you're not familiar with it. Means, you know, jobs that are that require occupations that require less than a 4-year degree, but more than a high school
degree,
education.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, 46% of the workforce presently already is middle skills, and 40% of the new hires and replacement positions between, I think they have 2009 and 2018, are going to be middle skill. So that's a significant part of the workforce. And in some cases, Georgetown University did a study where 27% of the middle skills positions made more than the median earnings of a bachelor's degree. I'm certainly not here to say anything against 4-year degrees. I mean, I benefited from one, but I don't know that when you have that reality, is that something that should be made available and be aware of at the student and the parent level when they're making decisions about where they're going to go.
Right. So understand the choices that you're making is what you're saying.
Very much so, but also understand where the jobs are in the future.
Right. Exactly. So informed choices about it, as opposed to going in a direction just because that's this. Should-to direction.
Or it's maybe the traditional college for all model, which has been what we're predominantly been running on.
Right.
The question, I guess, what's being brought up more and more in reports is that the best model? Is that going to be effective over the next decade or so in terms of filling these shortages?
Todd, one of the things that I had the opportunity to work with FAME for the last year is the begin the development of an intern program. Is that in your radar screen at all? You know, utilizing interns in some of these positions?
Absolutely. Internships, that's basically what we call work link learning. And
right.
Of course that can be a variety of things. But I would say in terms of the new curriculum model that we're looking at, the internships, not just in terms of having them, but having them be related directly to the curriculum itself, meaning that when you go to an internship, it's very controlled about what you're going to get exposed to, and that's going to fulfill, as opposed to just showing up, and if you have something to do that day, you get access to it. If you don't, maybe you staple papers kind of thing.
Right, and it becomes a real learning experience for both the employer and the employee, right?
Absolutely, and hopefully, maybe even in some cases, there's potentially an employment opportunity down the road.
Yeah, one of the things that we learned, and as I went around the country for some of the work, is that the percentage of people that out of these technical programs that get hired from intern programs has a tendency to be quite high.
Sure, certainly, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, you've kind of vetted an employee in advance. The internship almost becomes on-the-job training, really, even though they're not hired yet.
And a wonderful way for a young person to get a glimpse inside as to whether this is the career path they want to go on.
Yeah, the other thing it does, I think, is it starts connecting formally where somebody's looking at a field and they know there's an internship involved, they know there's a scholarship that can be involved, they start to see the whole pathway, they start to see what's in it for them and where it's going to take them. There's potentially a lot less uncertainty, I should say, with that.
Yes, yeah.
And I think that can be a valuable selling point if you're talking about marketing positions.
And these are jobs, they're high tech and they're high paying. You're talking what, $20 to $25 an hour and up?
And you get up into the higher percentile of in terms of the wage curve, that they can lead to that. It depends on the occupation, but they're certainly more than if you would bussing tables at a restaurant with a 40
right.
degree.
Right, and then we're talking about, you know, these are in clean rooms, most of them. This isn't the factories of olden times, you know, where there's a lot of grease and things like that. You're programming a computer to help make things.
Todd, we're going to run out of time, but one of the things I love to do is how do people learn more about your programs there at MCC?
Well, they can certainly come to our website. It's monroecc.edu. If they go to /workforce on that URL, they'll find more information.
Okay,
fantastic, and we look forward to the event on November 14th and with Todd Odom. Thank you, Todd.
That's right. Thank you.
Where
the jobs are with recruiter and headhunter Gary Baker from Cochran, and Yale.
You're listening to WCOHQ's The CO Hour on WS Radio, the worldwide leader in Internet talk.
Thank you for listening to WS Radio. If you are not listening on your smartphone, we have just made it a lot easier with our new WS Radio 2.0 iPhone, BlackBerry, and Android apps. Just search for WS Radio in the iPhone Store, BlackBerry, and Android Market. They are all free downloads, so you can listen live or on demand to your favorite show. For more information, log on to wsradio.com/mobile. That is wsradio.com/mobile.
Lighthouse Marketing continues to evolve with the ever-changing world of advertising. In addition to traditional and new media services, Lighthouse Marketing offers their clients strategic sales consulting. When advertising works, it drives traffic to your sales force. If your sales team is not functioning consistently or at peak performance, your marketing efforts and investment are being compromised. If your company could use a critical review, visit lighthousemkt.com and allow Lighthouse Marketing to let your light shine.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Cardrol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Cardrol is the complete solution. Visit Cardrol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Cardrol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Cardrol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net.
Socrates once said that the unexplored life is not worth living. So what do you really want in your life? Have you taken the time to inquire into this fundamental question? If you haven't, what is guiding your life? And when you come to the end of it, will you have any regrets? The Heartwork Institute offers a variety of experiences that help you find the answers to your big questions, provide you with tools to move through the internal barriers that prevent you from having what you really want. Essentially, we teach you how to transform your life. To find out more about Heartwork offerings, go to www.awakentheheart.org.
Love to read but just don't have the time? With Audible.com, you can catch up on reading simply by listening. Audible has the largest collection of digital audiobooks, over 85,000 titles in every genre. Listen to a bestseller on your iPhone, BlackBerry, Android smartphone, or one of 500 other compatible devices. Visit audible.com/WSRadio today and get a free audiobook when you try Audible free for 14 days. That's audible.com/WSRadio.